in the ground and went up where it come all the way through the haystack, or the wind would have blown it everywhere, you know.
To keep the rain from going down the pole in between the hay, but I can't think now what they call that.
We didn't.
But that had to be put on every finished rack of hay. But I can't think what that was called.
Had anybody ever, instead of having the one pole, or maybe they'd have the one pole, but then use four more poles and put a piece of tin or something across the top of those to keep the rain off? Would they ever do that around here?
No, we never did do that. We never did rack but very little hay in the field. Very little, because we had room in, as I said a while ago, the loft, you know, was a great big place, you know, for hay. That's what it was for. You store your hay in there.
What about when you first cut hay and you make little piles of hay before you're going to pick it out and put it in the loft or wherever you're going to put it? Did you have a name for those little piles?
Not especially.
See, what do you call this kind of farm that where they keep cattle for the milk and butter?
Dairy. Dairy.
Did you ever use the word dairy for anything else, like a place to keep milk?
Yeah.
Where would that be?
Yeah. Well, a lot of people had them built in the yard. Out in the yard, that was the coolest place, and usually in a place that was shady. And they'd store a lot of stuff in that. Naturally, it had to be fly and bow tight, you know.
Back in that time, that chaney berries or some such thing, tree, you know, and they was just a solid shade all day. What they call the umbrellas.
Yeah, they call them, some people call them chaney trees.
They built them under there where it'd be shady all the time and cool.
Yeah, them things would turn a pretty good little rain for a while.
After they got rid of the, or didn't have open range anymore, what do you call the place where you turn the cattle out?
Pasture.
Mm-hmm.
What type of fence fences did they have around pasture? Probably had several types.
Well, they. A lot of people used barbed wire for that, and well, in fact, now they use more barbed wire than anything else, and a lot of people use just a 4-foot regular wire for fencing, you know, and barbed wire on top of that.
What about wooden fence? Anybody use that?
Mighty little. I've seen what we call picket fence, you know, around.
They used to have the rail fence.
Few places. Oh, yeah.
I know we had it.
Well, we never did, not around the house. We had big fields fenced with rails when I was a boy.
Mm-hmm. Was that the kind where you lay them like that and have a zigzag?
Yeah.
And then go back the other way.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody have the kind where you'd have a cross braces and run them down the middle so you could have a straight fence?
Yeah, a few, but very few. Very few people had that.
What about if you had the zigzag type and then you fix an extension up over the top to make it higher and not use so much?
Yeah, stake and rider.
Stake and rider?
Yeah.
What about if you use a barbed wire fence, what do you call the wooden things that the wires?
Post.
And